just about the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto who?
Abraham.
Saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. He's preaching.
Yes.
Who was preaching? God.
Yes.
Did you know that God preached?
Yes, he did.
That God was preaching?
Yes.
He was preaching to Abraham?
Yes.
Because Paul said, and the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel. And I would say, who's preaching? Was there a preacher? Who's the preacher that preached to Abraham? Who was qualified?
Yes.
Who was qualified to tell him these things?
Yes.
That he would be a father of all nations. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nobody but God. It says here, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the fullness of the Gentiles means salvation to the remnant and repentant Israel through Christ the Deliverer.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 66, 79 says that Israel was reborn in a day. It says in verse 7, Isaiah 66, 7. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who had heard such a thing? Who heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her child. Amen. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Listen to what he said. Says who? The Lord. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut up the womb? Says thy God. He went from what? Lord to God. Showing that he's got the authority, y'all.
Yes,
he's
yes.
got the power.
Yes.
And he says here, I will close, but not end this part of the study. It's Romans 11, 26 and 36. Coming to the end. Get with me. 26 says, and so, you got to put all this together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to understand what was said in Genesis to Abraham so you can understand what Paul is trying to tell them in Romans so then you can go back to Galatians and find out what was meant by all of that.
Yeah.
And to understand what your authority is and who you are in Christ because you are somebody. Mm-hmm. And I say that every time I get the opportunity to teach. You are somebody. And the only person that will say that you are not somebody is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that kind of power here on earth. Did he say that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us?
Yes.
Not that hell is not here.
All right.
But it won't prevail against us.
No. All right.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You pray everything you want against me, but I know that my God lives.
Yes. Yes.
And what he said in his word, I believe.
Amen. Yes.
I believe. And so he said, and so all Israel shall be saved. Wow. All of Israel is going to be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion to deliver and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For it is my covenant unto them. Do we have a covenant? We have.
Yes.
We have. Salvation.
Yes.
Covenant was given to who? The Jews.
Jews
have covenants.
Yes.
And to them, when I shall take away their sins. He's talking about now he's going to take away whose sins? Sins of Jacob. Who just, it's right here. It's Jacob's sin, okay? As concerning the gospel. You see this, how he switches up?
Yeah.
First he's talking about the Jews. Mm-hmm. Now, he said, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. You see the two he's talking about? The father's sake and for the elect's sake. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, you Jews, yet have now obtained what? Mercy through their unbelief. You got mercy now because of their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed. I'm sorry, let me read it differently. Even so have these also now not believed that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. Wow. He's got grace upon grace and love upon love, doesn't he? For God, listen to this, for God has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon them all. Mm-hmm. In order to really get to verse 32, reread what 26 says. If you follow what 26 says, you'll understand what 32 meant. 26 says, and so all Israel shall be saved. What does it sound like? All Israel shall be saved.
Yeah.
As it is written.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
As it is written. They shall come out of Zion to deliver and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Then go to 32 again. For God has concluded them all in unbelief. All who?
Israel.
Yeah. That he might what? Have mercy on. Amen. Now if you go back, and I won't do that, but if you go back and reread just what we read, you'll find out what God's mercy is and how powerful it is. If he can pull in a wild olive branch and graft it in so that we may have the promises of being part of the family that Abraham, being Father Abraham, being able to call him Father Abraham. Because what did the word say? He shall be the father of many nations. So that nation has the privilege of calling Abraham father.
Yes.
Amen. But how did we get to that point?
Yes.
How did we get to being able to call Abraham father?
Yes.
But through faith. Mm-hmm. And we're connected to Abraham. How? Because he had faith.
Yeah.
It wasn't something we got all by ourselves.
No.
Abraham had it.
Yeah.
My father, Abraham, had faith to believe.
Yeah.
And if he had faith to believe what God said, what he would give to him, why can't you believe through faith?
Yes.
What are you looking for? What are you expecting? When we talked about earlier that this body is just mortal, you know, it's going to pass, you know, Paul said, bodily exercise promises a little. Amen. Let me go on. Oh, and this is Paul. Paul is down. Paul left everything now. Paul is down out in space now with his thinking now. You can almost see that. Look at how he's talking now. Oh, the depth of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out.
Yes.
You hear Paul talking now?
Yes.
Or who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and he shall not recompense unto him again? Paul is excited now.
Yeah.
For of him, and through him, and to him are all things.
All things.
To whom be glory forever.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul ended with an amen.
Yes.
So will I.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now the next opportunity, as Paul explained about the fullness of the Gentiles, talk a little bit next opportunity about the church in depth. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the word coming from the Lord. And also the word coming from the Lord.
Amen.
Put all of our confidence us. Is that right?